Show.
The Morning Show.
With Declan Meehan. East Coast
FM. Now, do you want to quit smoking? If so, there's help at hand. We Can Quit is a free group program for people who want to support, they want a little bit of support out there and say, can you help me quit smoking? And there's one currently running in Bray. So let's hear about We Can Quit from Karen Hammond, is the community tobacco worker for Bray. Karen, hello to you.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. So a lot of people who want to quit find it obviously very difficult. Some people enjoy their cigarette and maybe don't want to quit, but maybe want to cut down or whatever. But tell us about this program and then you can tell us how successful it has been.
Okay, so the program is a free 7-week program and it's run through the Sláinte Care Healthy Communities and run through Bray Area Partnership. So at the moment, we're running one in Bray and we're on week 5. And we're hoping to run another 2 this year, possibly April and September. So basically, they're just a way to help people to give up with the support of a group. And we find that the group support really gives motivation to people. You know, it's a bit easier when there's other people going through the same thing as you. So that's why we find the groups work very well.
Right, and what have you heard back from the people who turn up? What's their motivation turning up? Is it principally, look, I don't want to smoke, you know, and that's the be-all and end-all. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, we encourage people to completely quit when they go on the programme. So the motto is not a puff. Now, they don't have to quit immediately. The quit date is week 3. So we sort of introduce the concepts of nicotine addiction and how to support people and give them a bit of autonomy around quitting. And then on week 3, that's the quit date. And from then on, we really encourage people to not to have another puff of a cigarette. And I think, you know, it is difficult, but with the group support, and they actually all end up supporting each other throughout the journey, we have had some success rates. So, yeah, at the moment, it's going really well. They're on week 4, and we've had a few people that haven't had a puff. We've had one or two relapses and we have support for people who do relapse. So we've got a community nutrition worker comes in and talks about changing habits and eating well around the time that you are giving up smoking. And we have people coming in to talk about stress management and relapse prevention in the future. And so, yeah, we feel like the group really works. I mean, there are quit lines and you can do one-to-one. But the We Can Quit programs work if people need that extra bit of motivation. And I think sometimes people around them don't realise how difficult it is to give up. So, you know, everyone on the course knows what the other participants are going through, and that's a really positive impact on their journey towards quitting. So,
And Karen, what's the tricks around it for people? You know, because
the tricks.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of the habit. Oh, I always have a cigarette after, or with a drink, or after a meal, or
It's about trying to change behaviours. So if, you know, you do have a habit about having a cup of coffee in the morning and your cigarette before you start the day, just don't have coffee. Try and break that habit. Try and create new little small habits. It's about baby steps. So don't have your coffee in the morning. Have a tea instead. Have a glass of water. Get up and do a quick walk before you start your day instead of the cigarette. So it's about changing the habits that connect you to the cigarette, because a lot of the time it really is about breaking them cycles.
Yeah.
So that's what we find works. You know, and then the not a puff rule really seems to help as well, because it gets people in the right frame of mind, because you need the motivation as well. And we also supply, our local pharmacist supplies free NRT products. So there's 12 weeks of free NRT products, whether you have the medical card or not. So the nicotine replacement is a support as well, because it helps people with the withdrawals from the nicotine. So there's that option for people. I mean, people might want to go cold turkey, but we've seen that with the nicotine replacement therapy, there's a better success rate. So,
Yeah, and I mean, does the craving last? I mean, the ads on the telly at the moment about the craving are very effective, yeah. I think. Now, I've never been a smoker, so I don't know how bad it can be, but it seems to be that that guy is there tempting you all the time.
Yeah, I know, that's it. There's the temptation, and as you go through your day and you usually have a cigarette at a certain point, that temptation crops up again. So that's why we try and help people make small habits, make small changes in their life. Maybe make some sacrifices for the first couple of weeks until they get over that initial hump where they are having their withdrawal symptoms. But the nicotine replacement therapy helps to take the edge off a little bit. And then, you know, the doses are lowered. And then by the end of the 12 weeks, a lot of them are ready to, or sorry, it's a 7-week program, but 12 weeks of the nicotine replacement therapy. They're in their new habits. The cravings have gone. So they're in a stronger place to quit for good.
And, you know, the way there's certain times of the year, oh, New Year resolution or giving up for Lent and all that sort of stuff. How is this time of the year? You know,
we've had a really good response this time of year, because I know January is a year where people feel motivated and make their resolution. So it's good to sort of jump on that while they have the motivation, you know. So the group is strong and they're doing really well. So, yeah, January is a good time. Absolutely.
Okay. So how can people contact you?
So my number, my work number is, I'll just read it out now, will I?
Well, it's really a website that people can have a look at.
Bray Area Partnership, so they can go onto the Bray Area Partnership website. And my email is karenhammond@brayareapartnership.ie. And they can contact me directly there. I can give my mobile, it's 083-334-2590. And then they can also just ring reception in Bray Area Partnership, and the number there is 01286-8266.
Brilliant. Okay. Yes. Best of luck to everybody taking part in that, Karen.
Absolutely. And if anyone does want to sign up for our next course, which will probably be around April, I can put them down on the waiting list now. So.
Very good. Okay. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks so much, Declan. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Karen Hammond there, community tobacco worker in Bray. Now, some of these myths, things like, what about sparkling water? Does it rot your teeth? And beetroot juice, is that any good for blood pressure? A lot of things we read, but how true are they? We're going to hear about University of Galway. They have this special section that looks at these health claims and sees, well, are they true or are they not? And that's next.
WhatsApp or text East Coast FM now. 087-77-11-103.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan. East Coast FM.